8-6, 8-6.
Don't you know you can invite the devil into a situation with your mouth? Hello? That's why the word says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Amen. Don't be hasty with your words, because you can open up things that bring in evil, or vice versa. You can open up things. You can open up heaven, because the angels hearken. They listen for the voice of God's word. Now, that's to say, folks. Unsaved people can quote Bible all they want to. Ain't nothing happening. Spirits know who you are. Angel ain't gonna make no mistake. Are you saved? No, they know you ain't saved. Just like the devil knows you ain't saved. It's like the sons of Sceva. The sons of Sceva tried to cast the devil out. They got that man, they said, okay, we saw Paul and Jesus. Let's do this here. We vagabond, we Jews. In the name of Paul's God, we adjure you to come out. They made that devil mad. Sons, seven of them. He said, Paul, we know. And Jesus, we know. They've done us much harm, but who are you? Not only did they ask who he was, that man jumped on all seven of them. Stripped them naked. Look, they ran out of there naked. They ran out with clothes off, running. Trying to cast the devil out. Now they running. see, the spirit realm, they know you. They know when the blood is on you. They know, listen, you don't even have to be at your best. They know when you're in Christ. You could be having a bad day. You could be low in your spirit, but they know you in Christ. They know they can't go but so far. And they don't dare confront you when you're on your mountaintop, when you're testifying. That's why I said you got to draw joy. Amen. Draw joy that they can't give you and they can't take away from you. It comes from the spirit realm. That joy of the Lord is your strength. Angels are going to be more and more real. I'm telling you, get ready. Some of us, I want to release this. Some of us are going to experience angelic visitation in our homes. I'm going to say it again. Some of us are going to experience angelic, not demonic, angelic. Some of us have experienced demonic visitation. But in this season, expect angelic visitation. Whether he be in a form, whether you see him literally, or whether you just know the presence of God is there in such a powerful way. And that's just not just a presence, that's angels that are there to strengthen you, that are there guarding. They've always been there, but see, we're coming upon a time of extraordinary, extra on the ordinary. We know God has always been with us. We don't always feel him, but we know he's with us. But I'm not talking about just knowing and believing that he's with you. I'm talking about experiencing manifestations. I often tell about this story. My first time going into Ghana, where they left me at that bush house, with one little light bulb, and the light went out. And I'm in the bush, scared. That demon of fear had followed me there. I'm 20 miles away from where they're at. 20 miles on a red clay road. And I remember going and finding my way into that little room, just got in there, and the light went out. You know, in places like in Africa, lights go out anytime. Be no water anytime. You just have to guess. You just have to hope and pray that there's, not all places, but in some places. Anyway, in that particular place, it was like that. Anyway, Light went out. I find my way into the little room where the bed is. I sit on the edge of the bed, and I'm like, I'll never come here no more. These folks, they don't know how to accommodate it. You know, I mean, all negativity and fear, you know, kind of mixed together, and I'm just, and then I hear footsteps. Creaky, look like. But see, the veil was about to get thin because I felt next to me, I couldn't see anything, but I felt next to me someone sit on the bed. Felt the whole, I'm reliving this thing all over. Felt the little thin, paper-thin mattress that was on there just sit down like somebody just sat right next to me. But the moment that happened, all fear left. All fear left. I'm telling you, everything that troubling and oppressive and vexing left. And I knew right away, uh-oh, it's on now. Because I know my help is here. I know God is here with me now. Hello. I'm telling you, the veil is going to get real thin for some people. God's going to turn stuff around instantly. Turn night to day right away. Warfare is not going to be a long time. You're not going to be struggling with a whole lot of stuff. He's going to change it on extraordinary terms. I know many of us have stories, many stories of God divinely intervening. But many are going to have visitation in our corporate worship. There have been those that have seen angels up on the platform. At different times, have felt the brush of angels' wings, the breeze of the Holy Spirit. Those are sometimes wings. It's angels doing things in the service, and it has significance. Amen. Many are going to hear the sound of angelic voices and melodies that come straight from heaven. Mark my word. Some of y'all need to be jotting this stuff down. So when it comes to pass, when you start experiencing stuff like this, remember it was released here. You heard it. It was released. Melodies from heaven. Some of us are going to be able to see into that spirit realm. I like to call it the light line. You know, light is just as fast as we can see. 186,000 miles per second. We can't see past that. But once you speed up past light, you cross the veil. You go into, there's another realm there. And I earnestly believe that's where the angels are. See, they have to take on a certain form and slow themselves in order to manifest to us. But on the other side of the veil, they move beyond that speed. So, there's going to be times where God is going to allow his church, his people to see into the spirit realm. God has to prepare you for things like that. He will. All the stuff you've been through and all the stuff, you know, that you've endured and suffered and all of that is preparing you for the greater. For the greater. John spent all that time on Patmos before Jesus came to him to give him the revelation. He was there under suffering, you know, just pounding rocks and, you know, just alone. But when he was ready, God came to him. I'm not through with you, John. I have a revelation to give to you. So get ready for revelation. Are we in Hebrews chapter 1? Let's start at verse 13. Let me tell you something. Angels are going to guide you to the right places. But to which of the angels saith he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Are they not all ministering, myriads of angels, innumerable numbers of angels? You see, people think, well, there's just one little angel. that follows you around, you know, trying to protect you. But I don't know if time is going to permit me in this service, but in Kings, and we went there, just write it down, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 through 17. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 through 17, and then 18 through 23. Elisha was giving away to the king of Israel the coordinates on the king of Syria by the word of knowledge. Elisha was sitting up in his room, and by the Spirit, God would show him where the king was waiting in ambush for the king of Israel. And he would send word to the king, and the king would go another way. And it happened not once, not twice. It happened numerous times till the king got discouraged. And he said, which one of you is a spy? And one guy stood up and said, none of us. He said, but there's a prophet in Israel that's telling the king there what you talk about in your bedroom. So he inquired, and they found out where Elisha was. And so they went by night and took thousands of soldiers, chariots and horses, and by stealth, by night, they came and surrounded the place where Elisha was. And Elisha's servant, Gehazi, woke, and he looked out in the wee hours of the morning, saw all these soldiers that had surrounded him that come to take Elisha. And he ran, he woke Elisha, he said, Elisha, what can we do? We are surrounded. But Elisha, understanding how heaven kisses earth. You know when you need God, heaven kisses earth. That's why we pray. Do you understand? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Elisha woke, looked out, and said, Father, open your servant's eyes. Open his spiritual eyes. Let him see the reality. And when Gehazi's eyes were open, he saw an army of angels, horses and chariots is what it's called, fiery horses and chariots, which were the angelic host, encamped round about Elisha. I said that to say this. You may think that just, you know, it's just one angel, and you may have thought he's a puny dude and unable to do all this because you go through so much. But if the devil sends an army after you, don't you know God has an army waiting on him? You're not left alone. You are not the minority. Elisha said, open his eyes. Let him see that there are more for us than there are against us. Do you know when you go into a battle, your enemy is outnumbered? Not only are your angels strong, but there are more on your side. Come on, somebody. See, we need somebody to rise up into the spirit of an overcomer, into the spirit of a conqueror. This is who you are. It's time for you to grab hold of some boldness, some courage. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, people cower down and go to questioning God and wondering if God's going to work it out. With all this word having backing us up,